This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz, and today I'm going to talk to you about teaching children to speak with kindness and love. This is podcast 184, and today our sponsor is Media Angels. You can visit mediaangels.com for more information. Well, today it's basically a pretty difficult topic to talk about, and that's teaching our children to speak with love and kindness. You know, it really hit me one day as I listened to a conversation between my children, and my heart sank. They were loud, okay, no surprise there, rude, and thinking it was funny, and then just downright mean. I mean, mean. There was character assassination, and I was stunned. And I just thought to myself, how did it get so bad? Now, when my kids were younger and they would fight, you know, when it broke out into fist fights, there were dire consequences for that. But words, it was more difficult to mandate a change. And, you know, my son would always say to me, you know, Mom, you keep us from fighting. And one time there was a boy that came over, a couple boys from a family that had mostly boys, and like six or seven boys. And, you know, they were rough housing, and my son came out of his room and he goes, Mom, you turned us into sissies because we can't fight well. And I just thought, oh my gosh, if that's the worst thing I do as a mother, then I did pretty good. Well, I tried all types of things. I tried putting them in close proximity. I tried punishments. I tried, you know, having them lose desserts. And then I learned some things that work really well that I'm going to share with you in a minute. You know, my kids are now teens, and so teenagers are really good at reasoning with you and arguing with you and trying to convince you that they're right. And so that was one of the things that was difficult as they got older, was really enforcing some of those things. It was harder to put my kids nose to nose when they were teenagers. It was harder to, you know, do some of the things that worked really well when they were younger. I started really thinking, you know, what is going on? And so especially when they got so angry at each other, and then they would come to me, and I don't know if your kids ever do this, but they want you to fix it. You know, you need to do something about so-and-so because of such and such, you know, and I would just say, oh my gosh, you know, that isn't even that big of a deal. And, you know, one son in particular was expecting his younger brother to listen to his counsel. And I thought, well, how can he listen when your, you know, your execution is so angry? You know, so we discussed it and we talked about it. And then I thought, you know, this is all we're doing is discussing and talking about it, and there are no changes. So I'm really good at asking questions. It's a, you know, ex-teacher in me, and I'm a homeschool mom, of course, and teacher as well there. But you know, I always asked my students questions, and I always asked my kids questions. And if I had a Sunday school class, I'd always ask them questions. And here's what I asked them. Number one, do you know how rudely you're speaking? And then I would just wait for an answer. And the answers were really interesting. Sometimes it was stuff like, well, I'm not really talking that rudely, or I wouldn't have to talk that rudely if, you know, my brother would listen. You know, it was just like, you know, it's interesting to hear the logic. The second thing I asked him is, would you speak the same way to a friend? Now, I had one son who actually had a friend where they acted more like siblings than they were, you know, friends. And I would say something to his friend, you know, my one son's friend, and I said, how are you putting up with that? You know, it's not acceptable to me. And he said, no, he sounds like my brother. And so, you know, it's that kind of thing. I didn't want it to continue where, you know, most of the time the answer is, Would you speak that same way to a friend? No, of course not. And the third was, would you speak the same way if the Lord was sitting here with us right now? And of course they would say no. And I would say to them, okay, well, if God is God and he is everywhere, which he is, then he is here and he can hear all this. So it was a wake-up call for me, and let's face it, when we're around our kids 24/7, it's difficult to notice the nuances of their behaviors because we're so busy trying to manage everything else. And this is not a podcast to make you have this big guilt trip, oh my gosh, you know, I'm failing my kids, they're so rude, you know, they're not speaking with kindness and love. But I really want to share some things when we come back from a quick commercial break that really worked in helping my children and now my teens minimize angry words and exhibit more love and kindness. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a Bible study for the entire family? Well, I created one after searching for months for a study that would encourage my family to have group discussions, teach life truth, as well as point to God as creator. So, since I couldn't find one, I created one, Homeschooling with Proverbs. I didn't want to zoom through the book of Proverbs in 1 month, as some suggest. Instead, I wanted to savor and meditate on the words and have the entire family on the same page. If you want a Bible study written for the entire family with specific audios and activities from pre-K to adult, look no further. This set can be used studying one lesson per month or completed in 9 months or sooner. The option is yours. In this set, you will find audios, printables, and when completed, you and your children will have a beautiful keepsake notebook. Visit homeschoolingwithproverbs.com for more information and begin studying the book of Proverbs. Allow God's word to speak to you.
Well, hi everyone and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz and today we're talking about teaching children to speak with kindness and love. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com on the website and just look for podcast 184 and also the teaching children to speak with kindness and love. Follow us on iTunes and do give us a rating. If you don't have an iPhone to be able to get iTunes, you can download iTunes on your computer and do it that way. And that really helps you to find more good, wholesome shows and to encourage iTunes to push our shows forward because that helps everyone find these kinds of good Christian shows. Well, I found many of the answers I needed to help my children in the book of Proverbs, and that's why I created the set Homeschooling with Proverbs. To find more information about that, you can go to homeschoolingwithproverbs.com. And I created an entire Bible study surrounding the book of Proverbs because I really wanted my children to understand not only what that, what is found in scriptures, but especially in the book of Proverbs because there are so many great scriptures. And one was Proverbs 16:24, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. And I explained to my children, you know, when we get angry, it causes all kinds of chemical reactions in our body that are not good. Also, Proverbs 15:26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. And, you know, on and on. And, you know, I explained to my kids that by talking angrily, it really was showing others what was in their hearts, and is that what they wanted to do? And that had a great impact on my kids, you know, helping them to be aware of that. Well, other than making my children read, write, and recite Bible verses, which was very important, I also tried some other methods, and I'm going to call these phase one and phase two. The first was, with phase one, was, of course, the scripture verses that I just shared with you, plus a lot more. And one of the things I had my children do was to look up the scripture verses themselves to, you know, show me what does the Bible say about speaking lovingly and kindly. And these really helped. The second was and especially when they were really little, if they would not get along, and this especially happened with my two oldest, for some reason, those two went head-to-head more than my younger children did. And I would put them in close proximity, sometimes in chairs knee-to-knee, and I was close by, you know, so that there wouldn't be any pushing or kicking or, you know, and that kind of thing. And I would just set the timer, and I just told them, I said, the longer it takes for you guys to talk this out and to apologize and to talk lovingly and kindly to each other, the longer I'm going to let the timer run. So, you know, that was very telling for them. The third was having them do acts of kindness for each other. The other one that was having this act of kindness done, for example, if I had one of the children make the other one's bed, they had to appreciate it with words. And even if it wasn't done the way they wanted it, and especially if it wasn't done the way they wanted it, because I explained to them, you know, this is being thankful. You know, doesn't matter if, you know, if it's not perfect the way you want it. And, of course, it had to be a halfway decent job. It couldn't just be, you know, dumping all the covers on the bed and calling it good enough. But I have one child who's a perfectionist and makes his beds like Grandma Gerwitz with the little, you know, perfect corners, and that's not me, although I am Grandma Gerwitz now, but I'm not, that's not how I make beds. And so, you know, for him, it was a real act of, you know, of will to say thank you. And so, you know, he would come up to me and say, hey, Mom, can you please not have Christina make my bed? Give her some other punishment. So I ended up having to do that. The fourth was play acting and modeling behavior. And I'm telling you right now that I've done this with my teenagers. If they've come in or had a bad attitude or said something rude, I would say, let's stop right there and let's rephrase that. And if they couldn't rephrase it well, I would come up with a sentence and have them repeat it. And they would, you know, look at me like, you've got to be kidding me, Mom. And I, you know, I just look at my children, and one of the things I say, you know, I know as you're hearing this, you're going, oh, my gosh, I don't have time, because that's what I used to say. I don't have time for this. Instead, I now say, I've got all the time in the world if you guys want to sit here all day, because now they don't have time for this. So, again, you know, it's knowing your kids and reading your kids, and I'm pretty quick on my feet, and I think that's a gift from God. So, you know, whether we are play acting or modeling behavior, I'm teaching the children the correct response to make. The fifth is punishments. For one son, it took a $10 per occurrence to get them to get him to stop, you know, being rude to his younger brother. And, you know, my theory that, you know, God makes little ones so cute, you can't ever imagine them leaving home, and then when they get to be older teens or even young adults, they're the ones you eventually want to help pack when they leave. Okay, so I'm exaggerating a little bit, and it's not quite true, but you know what I mean. I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, you've had enough, and so it takes that. Going back to number four, play acting and modeling behavior, I want to share with you, my daughter did this with one of my grandkids. She came into the house, and she had him by the hand, and I thought, okay, something's wrong, because he's not the baby of the family, and she's holding his hand. And that was done purposely because she was, you know, saying to him, if you're going to act like a baby, I'm going to hold your hand like you are a baby. And she didn't even say those words. She just demonstrated that, you know, and he did get a little wiggly. And she said, no, mommy's going to continue to hold your hand. And, you know, all the other kids came in and gave me hugs. And she said to me, Grandma, can you excuse us? Because Benny and I have to practice him coming to Mama, because he did not come, and we were in the store, and I had, you know, she had all these kids. And I always say my daughter's kids listen well, and one of the reasons they listen well is because she does this. And so she practiced saying, you know, Benny, come to Mama. And he had to, you know, he's at the other end of the hallway, and he had to come running when she called. And she practiced this off and on, because he didn't come very happily the first couple of times. And, you know, she said, well, just stay here, and all you other kids can go with Grandma and go have fun, and Benny and I will practice. Well, of course, it didn't take much longer for the little one to clue in that he was going to be doing this all day unless he did it the right way and was you know, appreciative to his mom so he could come and join in on the fun. And I was just, you know, again, sharing that because, you know, I think that's one of the reasons her kids listen is because she doesn't let these kinds of things go by. So, you know, I know that a lot of times we as parents, we want to guilt our kids into doing things, but that only works when you're around to guilt them, right? So when you're not around, you don't want them misbehaving and going back to their other behaviors. So obviously when they have an issue with speaking kindness or showing love, it's obviously a heart issue, and that is phase two. So here's what that it looks like. Number one is prayer. So I pray with the child and I ask them why they're so angry. And if they are angry and they share different things, then we pray about that and we pray often together. The second is kindness. It is a virtue. So we pray, my husband and I will pray specifically to the Lord to bless our child with that virtue. And we encourage it. And how do we encourage it? You know, by some of the ways I already shared with you. The third is example. By setting examples as parents, we're modeling the behavior that we want our kids to have. If we're talking to each other with kindness and love, they're going to talk to us with kindness and love. If we talk to our children with kindness and love, you know, that's, again, going to help. So it's how I converse with my spouse and how I talk to my children. And so, you know, these are just some little things that hopefully will help you on your way to sharing love and kindness with your children and also encouraging them to share love and kindness with each other. Well, thanks so much for listening. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.